And that was Change the Sheets by Kathleen Edwards off her latest album that came out in January of this year, Voyager. She got the help with the production on that track from her boyfriend, Bon Iver. They just started dating last year when Kathleen divorced her longtime husband there. Kathleen Edwards is from Ottawa, and she's got a great album. She started producing that album, Voyager, in Wisconsin, but I'm assuming she might have finished the album in Michigan, because the cover of the album actually has the state of Michigan on it. Another connection to me, I'm originally from Michigan. Wow, maybe that's just what I'm all about today. Connection to Michigan with the cover, the album art, cover art of Voyager, and then, of course, connection to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia with the Erykah Badu story. Can I think of another connection? Maybe. But first, I want to celebrate with you some 90s zeros girl rock. And what could be more 90s girl rock than this lovely lady right here?
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy, yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, yeah. And what it all comes down to.
That, of course, being the lovely sounds of Alanis Morissette with Hand in My Pocket. This is an acoustic version. And, you know, it makes me wonder, what is it exactly about 90s zeros girl kind of anti-folk pop rock that just makes us all love it? I mean, if you were to tell me that you were maybe a young woman in the 90s and you listened to music and you weren't into Alanis Morissette, I would question you just a little bit. And here's the thing. I was thinking about this the other day, is why are these women and the type of music that they make, why were they so popular in the kind of 90s grunge era that existed, that included notably a bunch of other bands and artists that we could go on and on and on about? And, you know, I think it's because it was this time when women were influenced by the likes of Joni Mitchell and women who just decided to pick up the guitar and make their own music and sing their own music without necessarily the help of anyone else. And the songs that they sung about, their lyrics were just so self-reflecting and so self-questioning, and at the same time so confident and defiant against any other people who were trying to maybe put them in a box or make them sexy or make them sexual or make them, you know, poppy or something like that. And I think that's why we enjoy these women so much and all the songs that they made, which brings me to tell you a bit about Fiona Apple. Now, for Fiona Apple fans, you're going to be really excited. She's actually going on tour this month. This March, she's announced some tour dates, and she's kind of coming out from her hiatus, I guess you could say, since 2008. She hasn't really been seen anywhere or done anything for quite some time. So she's coming back into the limelight, and she's got people pretty excited. Now, you might remember Fiona Apple from, of course, her hit Criminal. She was also controversial back in her heyday in the 90s. She was critically acclaimed. She hit the Billboard Hot 100 charts. She won MTV Video Music Award for Best New Artist in 1997. But she was pretty unapologetic about her success or about the way she was. And I'm one of my kind of most interesting quotes that I think of hers is, if you remember the song Criminal and you remember the song's very controversial directed music video, it features her in a very scantily clad outfit. I think Rolling Stone compared her to a Calvin Klein model that did not look healthy. Anyways, it was interesting because her quote, what she said, people asked, why would you make a video like that? That you're a brand new artist, you've got this brand new great song. Why would you make a video that kind of makes you not look great, you know, in the best light? And this is what she said. She said, I decided if I was going to be exploited, I would do the exploiting myself. I thought that was an interesting quote because I feel too often enough women are exploited in the media for their sexuality, the way they dress, the way whether the clothes they wear, because unfortunately sex does sell. And so she kind of took that idea and then owned it and made it something very much her own. It's very third wave feminism, if I say so myself. Well, here it is. If you want to know more about her upcoming tour dates, she's playing in Chicago and DC and Brooklyn, New York and Atlantic City, New York, Boston. Unfortunately, she's not coming over to the West Coast anytime soon, but hopefully if those tour dates go well, she'll make her way over here very quickly. So again, celebrating 90s decades, girl rock, and the awesomeness that they are. Here's a throwback. Here's Fiona Apple with Criminal. And that's Fiona Apple with Criminal. Doesn't that just bring you back? Maybe just a little bit? Okay, well, it brought me back a little bit. Anyways, you know, speaking of 90s, zeros, decade, girl rock, it brings me now to discuss Regina Spektor and her brand new song. This is very, very exciting. Now, of course, Regina Spektor came out after the 90s. She kind of surfaced in the 04, 05 area there. But I think it's worth to know that you probably know some of her songs, even if you don't recognize her name. Her song Fidelity was a big one that you might know. The song Us was, in fact, featured in a couple of commercials, actually. And so she's big stuff. Now, what you might not know about her is she's actually a Russian-American singer-songwriter, and her music has really been associated with the anti-folk scene in New York City's East Village. Anti-folk just being taking the ideas from folk artists from the 1960s that are quite politically charged and bringing them into today's world, creating really more of like a raw sound. It's one of those music genres that's very loosely and vaguely defined, so you're not going to find it labeled on a lot of artists, but it kind of fits with her. What I like about her, again, her songs are very, you know, can be female-centered, female-empowering, which I really enjoy. And she has this kind of earnesty to her. That's really quite moving and really quite nice. So Regina Spektor is, of course, out with a new song. You want to check it out on SoundCloud, her SoundCloud page, and I'll put it up on my blog. It's called All the Rowboats. And I've got to say, it's really, really catchy. Check it out. Right here it is on CITR.
Sentences, it's their own fault for being timeless. There's a price to pay and a consequence. All the galleries, the museums, here's your ticket, welcome to the tombs. They're just public mausoleums. The living dead fill every room. The most special are the most lonely. God, I pity the violence. In glass coffins, they keep coughing. They've forgotten how to sing. They will stay there in their gold frames for forever, forever and a day. All the rowboats and oil paintings, they keep trying to row away, row away. First there's lights out, then there's lock up. Masterpieces serving maximum sentences. It's their own fault for being timeless. There's a price to pay and a consequence. All the galleries, the museums, they will stay there forever and a day. All the robots and oil paintings, they keep trying to roll away.
Such a dramatic ending to that song, Regina Spektor, and that is her track, All the Rowboats. Really exciting, and that is, that's coming out. You're listening to What Pink Sounds Like here on CITR. We're celebrating women in media and in music all the time, every Thursday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Now, I don't know about you, but I am obsessed with anything and everything The Hunger Games. And I know I've probably rambled on about this in other shows. But, you know, finally, there's a little more of a connection between my love for The Hunger Games, the best-selling trilogy, and music. Lana Del Rey, of course, has just blown up in popularity recently with her track Video Games and her album Born to Die. And she's also not only popular in the indie scene, but a lot of DJs have started to remix her music and create whole new electronic sounds to it. Well, I was really happy to find, I was reading my good friend's blog. It's called No Frills Fox. Genevieve writes the blog, and she is actually the coordinator of volunteers over at CJSW, the campus community radio station in Calgary. And she hosts a show called Songbirds, very similar to the format of What Pink Sounds Like, celebrating women in media and in music. And I was perusing her blog the other day and happened to come across possibly the most amazing thing I've ever seen, well, maybe ever seen this week. I was quite impressed. It made my day. This is Lana Del Rey actually singing The Hunger Games, and she uses the tune and the melody from her hit song Video Games to do it. And I guess through it, it's a YouTube video. It's on my blog, whatpinksoundslike.com. She explains The Hunger Games and Katniss Everdeen and the love triangle and then just the drama that unfolds in the book. And I was just extremely excited. It's also kind of cool to know that Lana Del Rey loves the trilogy in The Hunger Games as much as I do. So I'm going to play you the song because I think it's just too fun not to play. Warning, there is some, bad language, swearing, cursing in it. Call it what you want. So be warned, sensitive listeners. Here it is, Lana Del Rey's The Hunger Games.
Hunting in the meadow, Gail's just this guy I know. He's got a girl's name. This district smells like rat piss. My name is Katniss, I play the Hunger Games. I rock a bow and arrow, I hate the President Snow. He smells like a rose. They drew the name of my sis, but don't you fuck with Katniss, I'll kill you for sure. Go play the Hunger Games. You knew, you always knew. You knew when they first drew. I'm tough and I am fine. Pan Am is a place that's fake but true. I'll tell you everything before we're through. Heard you haven't finished book 3, honey. When you do, you'll see that I'm a stronger girl than you. With boys I just never had a clue. Now I'm the girl on fire and I have got to. I don't know what to do. I don't want Peter to be dead. A Peter is a pouch of bread, but that's his name. Kissing in our hidden shed, rain dripping on our bed, fucking Hunger Games. Gail watches from the scene, me and Peter are a team. Winning's all I think of. Watching all these tributes fall, teens should be at the mall. I hope I never have to go back to play the Hunger Games.
So that's my hilarious Hunger Games video. Thanks to Genevieve, author of the blog No Frills Fox. To catch that video again, because of course it takes clips from the movie's trailer, go to my blog, whatpinksoundslike.com. The movie comes out March 23rd. If you haven't heard about this trilogy, just read it. It's it's fun. It may be the next Hunger Games or Twilight Saga or whatever, but I'll tell you this. The story is, I think, well written. It's better than I think the Twilight series, and the protagonist, Katniss, which is, of course, one of the characters Lana Del Rey sings about in this, is pretty amazing. She's all about, you know, girl power. She's definitely the most feminist character in literature that I've seen in a very long time, especially for young adult literature. And again, this is more of a high school level. But the book is very fun. It's, you know, George Orwell's 1984 meets V for Vendetta meets the famous American short fiction story, The Lottery. And it's just... it's awesome. Okay, there it is. My two cents about the Hunger Games. Anyways, guys, What Pink Sounds Like is coming to a close. Tune in next week. Next week, not only will What Pink Sounds Like air from 10 to 11 on March 8th, but March 8th is also International Women's Day, which is a great day to celebrate women. Of course, on my show, we're celebrating women in everything all the time. But it's great that we have this day in the world to really shine a light on it. And CITR is shining a light on International Women's Day. CITR will do a 24-hour broadcast on March 8th, celebrating women. It's programming for, by, and about women, which will be really great. So join us back then that week. And for more information about that, go to CITR.ca. If you wanted to check out when Fiona Apple is coming to those select cities for her tour, if that's something that interests you and you know you're going to be over on the east side of the states, go to billboard.com. That's where I found out about her her tour dates. And for everything else, again, podcast playlist, visit the blog later on today, whatpinksoundslike.com. Don't go anywhere, because up next is Jason with Relentlessly Awesome, an eclectic music show you don't want to miss. I'm going to end the show today with probably one of my more favorite bands and their new songs. This is Big Blue Wave by Hey Ocean. Have a great morning, guys, and we'll see you next week.
All we do is mess around, but I know that it's love we found, and I know that it's here.